Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A man is in a critical condition still in the John Hunter Hospital after a two-car collision at Musselbrook last night. Emergency services were called to Bangalla Road at 9:30 and arrived to find a ute and a Kia Carnival had collided head-on. The 34-year-old male driver of the ute died at the scene. The 44-year-old male driver of the Kia also died at the scene, as well as a female passenger aged 62. The front passenger in the Kia, a 64-year-old man, is the husband of the female passenger who died in the back seat, and he was airlifted to hospital. Chief Inspector Guy Giana says they are still working to determine exactly what happened last night when the incident occurred.
Well, obviously that's still under investigation. We've got crime scene evidence to sift through. The injured party is being tended to in hospital, so we haven't been able to take statements or anything like that. So at this stage, we can't really be certain.
Meantime, police are working to retrieve a vehicle this afternoon that rolled down an embankment on Allen River Road in the Barrington Tops National Park. At about 11 a.m. yesterday, the Land Cruiser was driving along the road 50 kilometres east of Musselbrook when it left the road down an embankment, rolled and landed upside down in the Allen River. Superintendent Chad Gillies, commander of the Port Stephens Hunter Police District, says the 18-year-old driver managed to escape, but the 18-year-old passenger couldn't be revived, who was rescued by witnesses.
So my understanding is the vehicle that was driving behind the Land Cruiser did see the incident. They are known to them, as I understand it, and they did render assistance, but unfortunately they weren't able to rescue the 18-year-old passenger in time.
Some new regional airline routes that included Newcastle have been delayed for their start due to uncertainty around COVID-19. Qantas has delayed services that included between Griffith and Sydney, Newcastle and Melbourne, and Marimbula and Melbourne. They've been delayed until March 1. The airline says the delay has been prompted by uncertainty around the virus in Sydney and border restrictions. If you've been affected by the change, the airline has said you'll be given the opportunity to rebook using flight credits or refunds. And business confidence in the Hunter region continued to improve at the end of last year. That's according to the December Business Conditions Survey that showed across the Hunter that the New South Wales Business Confidence Index was positive for the first time since June 2018. While the region is somewhat isolated from the economic rollercoaster experienced in the city and border areas, we are vulnerable when those from Sydney, for instance, can't come and spend in our region. The Business Chamber did add that despite overall increases in confidence, 23% of businesses indicated they were at high risk of failure when support such as JobKeeper concludes. The Newcastle Knights are on a road trip to Tamworth this week. The team will be heading to Tamworth to visit the Farrer Agricultural High School at Killala for training, and later in the week will be doing a junior football clinic at the school. They'll visit the children's ward at Tamworth Hospital as well. The Knights are early in their pre-season training. That's your latest local news and sport. I'm Jessica Rouse.